The Gila River Indian community says it is back in Arizona's plan for drought-related cutbacks on the Colorado River. They had been upset over an unrelated water bill in the state legislature. KJZZ's Brett Jaspers is on the line to tell us what changed. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning.
So the community says it met with some lawmakers late last week. So who did they meet with? Tell us what happened here.
Well, Representative T.J. Shope is one of the people they met with. He's a Republican, and his district includes a huge chunk of the reservation in Pinal County. So the Gila River Indian community released a statement late last week saying it met with Shope on Friday, and he assured them that the water forfeiture bill they had hated so much was indeed dead.
And that bill was repealing the state's water forfeiture law, right? Like forfeiture meaning if you don't use your water in five consecutive years, you lose it.
That's right. The bill was sponsored by House Speaker Rusty Bowers, and he held the bill after a pretty emotional committee hearing last week. But still, no one was 100% positive that it was truly dead. So the community statement quotes Shope, and Shope says assurances from himself and Bowers, quote, make clear that this bill is truly dead and will not be raised again this legislative session. So there were Democrats who also assured the tribe that the bill was dead.
Okay, officially dead. Okay, so remind us why the Gila River Indian community, though, hated this water forfeiture repeal so much.
It is a pretty complicated issue, but the tribe has been enforcing a water settlement against some farmers in the upper Gila River Valley in eastern Arizona. Some of those farmers have been irrigating lands that never had a water right, for example, and repealing the water forfeiture law would at the very least muddy the situation up there and lead to litigation.
Okay, so now the Gila River Indian community is back on board with the drought contingency plan, which is, just as a reminder to everyone, is the deal to conserve water from the Colorado River in the future. So why exactly is the tribe so important to that deal?
Well, let me try to explain one particular reason. The Colorado River entitlements for central Arizona are determined by a priority system. The tribe has a big chunk of water in a higher priority grouping, but even those with higher priority water rights will likely have some of their share cut under a so-called shortage. Now, others, notably the Pinal County farmers, are lower on that priority scale, and they say this is too sudden and we need water to ease the pain. So one part of the drought contingency plan agreements within Arizona is that when the cuts come, the tribe is going to take some money instead of wet water so that the wet water can flow to those Pinal County farmers.
Okay, so without that agreement, the Pinal County farmers don't get the water they need when the shortage comes.
That's right. And the tribe is getting that money, but would prefer water because its ultimate goal is to build up its own irrigation system and have self-sustaining farming.
All right. So everything's a go at this point. That is Brett Jaspers. Thank you for explaining all of this to us, Brett.
You're welcome.